on paper. Ever since I met you, my boo, happiness blooms in red from violet blue.
Come on. Let's talk
relationships on You Me Radio.
So what are we talking about?
Marriage, dating, parenting, business,
and love, emotions, sex.
It's a conversation with me, Lady Misty,
and DJ KTE
on everything from hot topics to taboos.
Join us Mondays at 9 p.m. live on UME Radio.
Follow us at Let's Talk Relationship Show on Facebook or on UME Radio on Instagram. Let's talk relationships. Arguments for the grown.
Get the UME Radio app to listen wherever you are. That is UME Radio.
Radio. UME Radio. Positive entertainment 24/7. Subscribe on YouTube and click the notification bell.
Well, 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 well. Welcome again to a very special segment here on LTR. Lady Mr. in the house. How you
Hi.
Doing? How you going? What's up? What's up? I just say New York.
Good.
What's going on?
I am good. Listen, I'm actually on the road. So I may look a bit different tonight, but I'm here with y'all because I love y'all so much. Happy Valentine's Day. I see you in your red DJ.
I'm not playing games. I'm on tonight. I'm on it. I'm on the firing line.
That's right. Happy Valentine's Day. I trust you had a great day today.
Pretty cold one too.
Oh, cold. Pretty okay. Cold.
You know, to walk from your car into a building, less than 5 minute walk, and you feel like your hands are freezing.
Wow.
You know that you're in the winter. So I was layered.
I thought it was coming down. No, I thought the weather would be warming up. No.
Typically yes and no. The real deep part of winter is January, February, you know?
Oh, okay.
Early February, coming down to March, we start seeing some more. But sometimes you have late winter.
Right.
Sometimes you have early winter. So I think we have a late one here. So we were graced with a couple of warm days last month. So now we're like saying, you're not getting away. We're going to bite you before you go out.
Well, I'm sending you some of my sunshine here. Oh, over there.
I'll take it all.
You take it all. Good. For those who are listening and watching us, our viewers who are feeling a little bit chilly, I hope that LTR will keep you warm. We're talking about love.
It's the love night.
Uh-huh. Yes, so I hope that you'll be with us and you keep us company. Now, tonight, we are talking about 19 ways to show that you love someone, you love them without saying a word. Uh-oh. You know, action speaks louder than words.
Sure does.
So we're going to be talking about 19 of those many ways you can say, I love you. Mm-hmm. Without saying a word. Now, as we discuss the topic tonight, I want to let you know that we don't intend in any way to give you advice or opinion on how you should live your life. As I always say every week, do you, boo? Do you? But we do want you to do your own research, be a free thinker, and make sure that you're doing well in your own life as well as your own relationships. And of course, we want to wish you here nothing but love and happiness. So once again, welcome to Let's Talk Relationships. Mm-hmm. I am Lady Misty over here mobile tonight. I am DJ.
This is DJ in the red shirt.
Red
jacket. DJ KTE.
Right. And you he's coming in hot tonight. He's coming in hot.
I'm cologne on, so you may smell me through the TV screen.
That's goodness!
Nice it up, yes, yeah. Make it nice, you know. It's love.
It's a red hot night tonight, guys.
Hey, I'm telling you.
Oh my goodness!
So an old tradition that we've had here. And it's funny because in New York City here, mm-hmm. well, in America, it's a big deal. You know, many people plan to get together. Many people plan to split apart. You know, that's the perfect time. Mm-hmm. And many only have a temporary fix, you know, with the flowers and the chocolate and all that good stuff. But at the end of the day, it's centered around love. I think it's just to find the right love, right? And love that has substance and that will last. I didn't even know that it was celebrated around the world. It did. I didn't know Valentine was actually
a
big deal around the world.
It is a big deal.
That was news to me, in a way.
And I think because we are slowly opening up now, persons, you know, have been going all out just to, you know, celebrate the day. So good night, entrepreneurs allowed. Good night. thank you so much. Good night to all our listeners. Satin Brownie, I see you. Good night. Watagwan Pan Watagwan. We are here talking about love. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you from your gorgeous self as well. I want to send a big shout out to our listeners or viewers or partners or supporters. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
Yes. And if you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday. What a lovely day to celebrate a birthday. I had a coworker that celebrated a birthday today. Happy birthday to you. Yes. Her name is Mayona. Happy birthday, Lady Mayona. I know she had a wonderful day today. And if you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you.
Yes.
And if you decided to get married on this day, it is a perfect day to say, I love you. Happy anniversary. Mm. We wish you all the best. And it's all love here from LCR to you.
Yeah. So, and just in case you didn't know, it's February, what, the 14th. It's now 9:08 p.m. sharp. Mm-hmm. And it's 2022. And counting.
Yes. And
So we're gonna hit the ground running, huh?
Yes, so, we're hitting the ground running, but I want you guys to stay tuned because after us we're gonna be, you know, we're just gonna be warming things up, but after LTR, things are gonna be blazing with Lady Giselle, St. James, with the Bible Couplings and Stilettos. Listen, you've got to stay tuned for that.
So, all right. Talking about marriage, stay off stay off and just don't get crazy. Behave yourself. I'm going to call your pastor on you. So, if you're not married, you better leave that show alone. Only for those who are really, really got it hooked.
Oh my God. Satin Brownie says we both look like we are wearing love tonight. Oh, good.
Lady Mystic question. Now, Valentine's Day. Okay. Here you are, looking fantastic as ever. So,
thank you.
What was your today's Valentine's touch? Any kind of little, you know, surprises there, lurking somewhere in the corner?
Well, yes. So at school today. Lord. Well, I wore red and white today. Red and white, a little touch of black today.
Okay.
The staff wore, you know, their red and white, and we had a pixie. So we had exchange of gifts today. Okay. So yeah, and that was really, really great. This morning I surprised my husband with a little gift too.
Okay.
I know Valentine's Day, you know, the men usually buy the roses and, you know, we kind of leave them out. So I didn't want to leave him out this year. So I surprised him with a little gift before I left out this morning.
Let me not get too nosy in here.
Not that gift. I gave it. Not Lord that gift. Mercy.
The gift of life and love. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, not that one.
Lord.
And then he surprised me back because he surprised me with lunch today.
Watch it now. That's amazing.
And we had to rush out this evening. Hence the reason why I'm here in the car on the road. Okay. But he brought me back a little something, so I really, really appreciate that. I told him that if he didn't give me anything this year, it's okay. He always buys me, you know, things. Wow. So it's not bad. But you know, I wanted to buy him something this year because, you know, the men always buy, you know, stuff. So but I had a pretty good day. And the children, of course, at school, they're always so sweet, telling you happy Valentine's Day, giving you sweet little notes. So it was a pretty good day today.
Well, today in my school.
How about you?
Today in my school, I think it was like, why didn't we have a holiday today? Because the kids were like half, they were not even there. It was about, balloons and flowers and... It was like, is this a school that we're having here? Is this an educational institution here? Or is it the love boat? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God, the love boat.
But again, my day, I'm not married. So, I have to kind of, hold on to the rock. The rock and my foundation. This stone got to be my thing. Yes, that's how we do. We keep it nice and chill,
Nice and chill. Crazy.
Yeah, so... This is us for the future, trying to represent the future.
That's right. And listen, I wish you nothing but love and happiness, and I'm here for it, okay? I am here for it.
Yeah, that's it. I'm not
mad. All right, guys.
Lady Misty, I'm not mad.
So listen, we are talking about tonight 19 ways of showing your significant other. You love them without even saying a word, without even saying, I love you. These 19, and this is just 19 of the many ways, I'm sure. So the first one says, be an active listener. And of course, we are sharing these things from joinonelove.org. All right. So shout out to them and for that, the source tonight. So we are talking about showing your significant other you love them by, firstly, being an active listener. Now it says
that's my problem. Let me see that. I'm sorry.
That's your problem.
Could make that be the last one. That's like the first one. I flunked the test already. I mean, it's like active listener. Good God.
I'm gonna read this for you. Now it says there's a big difference between hearing and active listening. For most of us, hearing simply means our ears automatically perceive sound. So we're hearing because we ought to hear. But
let me see.
In contrast, listening is something you consciously choose to do. A good listener pays attention with the intention of understanding the other person. So we ought to listen to each other.
Lady Misty, question.
I see God Inspired. Hi, God Inspired Jamaica. Hey. I'm going to repeat it for those in the back. Don't worry. I'm going to repeat it for those in the back.
Lady Misty, two words. Do you know the word hope?
Yes.
And the word hopeless?
Yes.
Okay. Now, hope is what you need to have before you get to 30. If you pass 30 and you're not yet an active listener, pretty much.
Hopeless. No, right. I don't believe that. It's not too late for you.
Waiting for the person who's past 30 years old to be an active listener, you might be in la-la-la-la land, okay? Whatever world that's
up. Oh, my goodness. Listen, guys. Be an active listener. If you have not been doing so, start tonight, okay?
That's true, yeah.
Be an active listener. It's so important when you're talking to your significant other and they're in the room. And when I say in the room, I don't mean, they're physically there. You're seeing them in the room, meaning being present. They're listening to you and they are able to understand what you're saying and provide solid feedback. So guys, listen to each other. Now here's number two. Number two says, ask your significant other how they are doing. And it says, don't just ask how they're doing, be specific.
Without saying anything. I thought that was the idea.
It says, ask them about a project. Yes, but you're not saying I love you, you're doing this.
So it is
showing them you love them without saying, I love you, without the obvious.
See, again, right? Active listening. I didn't hear what you're going
for.
Oh my God.
It says ask them about a project they've been working on, ask them about their new boss. This sounds simple, but often we get so caught up in the routine of relationship that we forget how to really connect with our partners. And that is so true. And I can admit that You know, sometimes this happened in my own relationship. We are both busy people. And, you know, sometimes when I get home, I have to rush home, you know, get dinner ready, you know, prepare for school the next day. My husband comes in later than I do. And when he comes home, he's so tired. Sometimes when he comes home, I'm already asleep.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, there's that not much connecting time. Not at all. And listen, can I tell you guys a secret? I'm going to tell you guys a secret. And I don't want you guys to go back and tell him, okay? Can you keep a secret, guys? LTR family, please keep a secret. I cannot talk to my husband when he wants to sleep.
Oh, no.
Nope, I can't do that. If he's sleepy or tired, there is no way I can talk to him about something serious. Because if I talk to him about it in the morning...
No clue.
No clue. No clue. Oh, wow. So most times we talk in the morning. Because most times when we get home, when he's home in the night, he's so tired, he's so drained. If I'm supposed to come to him with something serious, it's not going to work out.
So, What's number three?
No. So I'll ask him about the day in the morning. So here's another one. And number three, and this one too is something that we have to pay attention to, especially now that we have our devices. It says, don't scroll and talk. A lot of times we no longer talk to each other eye to eye. Yeah, I'm guilty too. Sometimes you're talking to somebody and you're just,
I give a joke, right?
Yes.
In the past, I won't tell you what year or what time, but I remember several occasions. Won't tell nobody, okay? And several occasions, I was talking to somebody, but I wanted to use the bathroom. So rather than saying, excuse me, I'm going to listen to you wanting to use the bathroom.
My legs so why did you just say, excuse me, Keith?
My body's twitching. I'm like, you know, I'm trying to, you know.
No, DJ, no.
And it said, hey, are you okay, Mr. Merritt? I'm like, yeah, I got to go. I'll be right back, you know. So it's funny because I'm trying to be an active listener, but I guess I was silly because I either said, you know what, let me go to the bathroom. Don't say, do what I got to do. Don't say, come back. I just lost my mind. I'm twitching. And when I was married, my wife would say, what's wrong with you, man? What's wrong with you? Go to the bathroom or something.
No, so DJ, it doesn't harm you to just say, excuse me, go handle your business and come back.
I'm telling you. Yeah, just trying to be, I'm trying to be a good guy. I'm trying to be
but this listen, one,
trying to listen. But it wasn't
but working. It wasn't working. Listen, number three says, don't scroll and talk. One of the ways that we are showing our significant others that we love them. And remember, I told you before, and I see you Satin Brownie say you're guilty. Yes, entrepreneurs allowed. Good night. It says don't checking your email or your phone because, you know, most times you're on our phones and we're talking to each other simultaneously while holding a conversation. It's a no-no. Sometimes it gives... You know, it's a disconnect on the focus of what is being said. And to me, that's a pet peeve for me. If I'm talking to you and you're on your phone, your attention is already split.
I hear you.
So you won't hear what I'm saying. So try to set a time, it says, time to focus on each other, like having dinner. And no phones at the table, please. No phones at the table.
I couldn't resist that call, I tell you.
You know, and tackling something together, it says this will help your significant other feel that you find them interesting and that you want to be around them. Imagine if you're talking to me and I'm on my phone, I'm going to seem disinterested. I'm annoyed. I want you to hurry up and finish talking because I have something more important to do. You don't want your significant other to feel that way. And of course, who feels loved that way?
How about someone, right? You're talking.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They like to get to the point right away. But you like to be like Jesus, you know, tell a story, give a parable, you know, give some examples.
Right. Know,
let somebody feel the spirit, you know. God, if you want to get around, you know what I'm saying? And you're like, yes. Sir, can I get to the point real quick? I'm thinking, but I'm trying to, so I get no love, you know what I'm saying? I need the love too, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to show my
that's
little
right. examples. That's right. You know?
Yeah, that's what Christ
did. I see your comment, Satin Brownie, and that's true. We get caught up in work so much that we get distracted. And, you know, all of us are guilty of that. You know, sometimes we are so engulfed and we are so immersed into what we're doing.
Yeah,
and
true.
At times we do get complacent because, you know, we're saying, oh, you know, I'm busy and he or she understands. But sometimes it's just a little thing. Just that little act of being, you know, intent on listening and being in conversation goes a far way. Trust me, it goes a far way. And this leads me to number four. And it says, make time for them. Now, that's an app that everybody loves. Every significant other needs to know that, hey, he or she is putting away some time just for me.
Give me some time.
You really wanted to go play that ball with your friends or to catch up, you know, on some a new art exhibit, but you realize it's been a couple of weeks since your significant other have really spent quality time. And listen, if you are invested in your relationship, you'll notice.
Yeah.
You'll notice. You're saying, hey, I haven't really spent much quality time with my significant other in a while. I need to be on top of this. Yes, quality time. Quality time is my love language, Satin Brownie says. Then physical touch. Yes.
And let it miss it. If you want to throw a little cherry on top of it, say, honey, guess what? I really, really want to go to this game. It's been on my mind for the last year. My heart is there, and I really want to go. But you know what? Because you're so special to me right now. Because you mean the world to me, I'm going to stay back. You know what I'm saying? You got to throw a little salt in there. A little cherry on top of it. So make it feel like it's really, really special.
And listen, don't be doing that. Don't be doing that like, oh my God, it's a bother. I haven't spent enough time with you.
This is a big deal.
Okay. I will stay. Okay. Listen, I would be like, listen, don't even bother. Okay. Just go with that.
It's a big deal.
I will spend time with myself. Okay. Don't do that. You have to want to do it too. Don't do it because I asked you to. You know, I'm in your neck. I'm breathing down your neck that we need to spend. And you just said, okay, all right. You know, that's not it. Let me see what God Inspired says. With good communication, people understand. No deception. Only spend time when you truly want to. And that's the truth.
So what you're saying, you can't figure till you make it, right? Let me see.
That's right. Don't fake it to them. No, because guess what? Immediately into that spending time, you're going to see that the person didn't want to spend time with you in the first place.
But really, really, if you want to get honest about it, right? How about to share this? Say, honey, I really wanted to go to this place. I want you to do this. But you know what? I value you. How about what's wrong with that?
Yeah, but be honest about it.
Yeah, that's honesty. You're saying we have value, so guess what? I'm put all aside and let you know tonight that
but
I'm right in your
at
world.
At the same time, though, DJ KTE, you really want to go to that game, but don't guilt trip me into it like I'm spending time with you, but I really wanted to go to the game. And so I'm feeling so bad that I did not let you go to the game. Listen, you know that there are some people like that. They're going to guilt trip you into spending time. It should not be that. It should be intentional. Okay? And you should want to do that.
Sorry, some brother said, then when there is an argument, they throw it at you.
Exactly. Like, I could have been at the game, and I'm here, and it turned to argument. No. Okay. No, man.
Number five
says, hang out with their friends. Now listen to this.
Your significant
other's friendship most likely predates your own relationship. I'm sorry. So make an effort to get to know them. Now listen, I have asterisks beside this one, okay? Making an effort to get to know their friends will signal to your significant other that you care about the people in their life and they care about you and you want to be a part of their world. Now,
are we talking married folks here?
What did God Inspired says? Relationship is like a job for real, though. Yes, it is. It's like a job. Now, listen. I have... spending time with their friends if I'm there, sure.
If you're there?
Yes.
Okay.
So it can be like a double date or, you know, just a hangout night. Friends go out, you know, like go to the movies and so on. Because there are some friends that I would have taken into the relationship because they would have been there before I met you.
Okay.
So, you know, girlfriends, you know, guy friends. So it's nice to know each other's friends. That's true because, you know, anything can happen and there has to be somebody I can call. You know, if there's an emergency or if I need help with something where you're concerned and so on. But
well, the pastor.
Yeah, but listen, I don't know what you guys think. LTR family, what do you think? I think there should be limitations to this. Like there has to be a boundary where that is concerned because, you know, spending time.
That's my
you
point.
Can be. I mean, yeah. So, you know.
Enough time not being there for each other.
Exactly.
And somebody else.
Exactly. So, you know, I mean, using wisdom in all of this, but it's very important too that you know your significant other's friends. I think that's important too.
I don't know. That,
Satin Brownie says she's way too jealous. Oh my God. Entrepreneurs allowed, I'm sorry, says everything in moderation. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Everything in moderation, using wisdom. You know, and of course, if you know your partner and you know the kind of friends he or she has, you will know that, hey, this is the one I can spend time with. This is the one I should. That's a no-no. So you would know. So think on these things. I see you saying it's good information. Yeah, we dropping good gems on you tonight. Here's another one, and this is where it's good to use your phone now, okay? This is an action that's good, and it says, send them random cute messages. I love this one, all right? So it says, send them cute emojis, sweet messages like thinking of you. Hey, beautiful, hope you're having a great day. Hey, handsome, hope you're having a good day. I'm thinking about you. It's a cute way, and it's a lovely way to show your significant other that you're on their mind.
That real nice spontaneity, no? Spontaneity.
Yes. And listen, I'm bringing the men in line. Listen, don't be sending the one message to 5, 10, 15 women, okay? Don't say, hey, good morning, beautiful, to 5 people. No. Right. Just your significant other, okay?
Exactly.
Yes. I know you out there, mean. I know you guys.
It's the same flowers you sent me.
All right. So here we go. We're jumping into number 7. And this one is a cute, this action is almost like the one before, but this one is actually written and says, leave them a love note.
Okay.
Yes. So you can do this like, you know, your lady friend leaving a note in your jacket, the one that you're going to wear to work, you know, leaving on the seat of the car. So as you open the car door, you see it. Nice little thing. So
it's not,
so
it's on not, fire tonight.
Of course. It is not common to receive handwritten notes since we can now easily and quickly communicate through other ventures. And that's true because we have our phones now. But it is really romantic finding a note on your pillow or getting a postcard in the mail. Small gestures like these show that you're thinking of your significant other and you appreciate them enough to sit down and write a thoughtful note. And I think this is so nice. We appreciate the text, of course, but just the thought that you take the time out to write the note. You know, some people, you know, spray their favorite perfume on the paper so that when the significant other picks it up, you know, it has their scent. Of course. I see Satin says she likes to catering to the person. I'm, of course, cater to them. That's what I did this morning, because I'm saying my husband is always buying me things, you know, and usually the men don't really get things on Valentine's Day. Talk the truth, men. Yeah, we know. We know. We always want the roses and the chocolate and so on. So I went ahead and I did that. You know, I bought him some chocolate. I bought him a nice cologne that he likes. And right. I bought him a card. Yeah. That had, you know, good expressions on it that you know, would say, hey, I'm here with you. I'm down with you still, you know. And he was really, really appreciative of it. So listen, ladies, men like these things too. Okay.
Yes, we do.
Men like these things too.
Yes.
Yes.
You better appreciate now, Lady Misty. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes. Good. All right. Satin Brownie says, I love when my guy knows he is loved. Of course. They treat you better that way. Yes. Yes. But you have to feel safe to do it. That's true. That's true. Because you don't want to do it, you know, and it is not reciprocated.
Vain, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to do it in vain.
So number eight, and I like number eight because number eight is what I call PDA. That's what we call PDA. All right, public display of affection. So number eight says, show affection in public. No, we're not talking about, you know, the over-the-top displays of affection here. We're not going to be cheeky. We're not going to be, you know, lewd.
Oh, yeah, all kind of slobby no shopping, you know, the wrong time of the day.
Right, but, you know, a nice squeeze.
Coming off and socks over there, like, what happened in the street, buddy?
I know, you know. God in trying to say she's shy. You know, a pick on the cheek.
Love make you bold. Love will make you bold.
Yeah. showing it's almost like showing off your sin that this is mine, okay? But you're doing it in a classy kind of way. So PDA is actually something I am okay with. And again, you have to know your partner because, you know, some persons don't really like it. So you have to know, you have to make sure that your partner is not, you have to know that your partner is not uncomfortable with it. But once they're not, I see nothing wrong with a little public display of affection. It's so good to know that, you know, my husband is willing to give me a little kiss in public, you know. Mm-hmm. My children at school, they love when I come to work in the morning because my husband kisses me before I come out of the car.
Watch
so every morning, they're like peeking in. They're like looking in the car in the mornings.
They're getting trained. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so he'd either give me a kiss on the cheek or so on, you know, or just a chups to say, have a good day, you know, that kind of thing. So, and you want to see them in the mornings. But it's really nice. It's really nice.
That's
it's a
right.
nice
That's
thing.
Nice.
So,
That's
but
nice.
Just make sure that your significant other is comfortable with you know, anything that you're going to do. All right. Mm-hmm. And it's nothing over the top.
There you go.
Moving into number nine. And number nine. Be your significant other's loudest supporter. Listen, support is everything.
Go.
So, is your significant other working hard for that promotion, or have they been working on a project they are passionate about? Of course, by encouraging and supporting your significant others in their goals. And of course, these goals must be legal, okay? You are showing them that you want to see them do well and you care about their success and, of course, their happiness. Of course, we need somebody who's going to be a ride or die, you know?
Yeah, you know, you're right. Let me see. That's a good point because it's going to talk about them, you know?
Yes.
Or some of your plans or your day or what's happening or what's on the horizon. Talk about them. Let them feel, you know, that it's important. Because if they feel important to you, then, of course, you know, it's a real good effect it has on them because, you know, when everyone else don't give that kind of support, you become the star, you know, in their crown.
You know, I was speaking to my congregation on Sunday, and I was speaking to them about the men and fighting in the ring and mm-hmm. fighting in the corner. If the yeah. man is not getting the support, it's like a boxing match. I was saying to them, like, it's like a boxing match. When a guy is in the ring and he's, you know, he's getting beat up or he's beating on somebody and, you know, the blows are returning, once he gets to back to his corner when the bell goes, he yeah. needs someone in his corner to say, hey, you got this. You know,
somebody
dressing the wound, somebody giving him some water to drink to say, hey, you got you this. Go. It's almost over.
Get
you
back
can
in there. Get back in there.
Get back in there. Don't give up, you know. But how would it be to have, you know, one of these athletes coming out in the ring, and when they go back to the corner, they're like, oh, you're so worthless. You're not doing anything, you know? Uh-oh. So, I mean, we as significant others, whether male or female, it's hard to fight in the ring and fight in the corner too. So yeah. it's very good to have that support. And when you know that you have somebody behind you, trust me, it goes a long way. Yes, it goes a long way. So be the supportive partner.
Yeah, you know, someone typed in there the chat. I think it might have been Seton Brown. He said that some people don't like to be don't do too well. They don't do. Said I don't think all men respond well.
True, because we're not because they're not called. I think they're not cultured to.
It's cultural, yeah. It's cultural
to accept, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Some men misunderstand it. Yeah, some of us we really misunderstand it, mm-hmm. and we may take it for flattery or you know.
Yeah.
They don't know how to respond to it.
Yeah.
But support goes a long way. Trust me. I mean, even outside of intimate relationships, I mean, once you're in a business, if you know that you have support, listen, you can move mountains with just that one person in the corner and say, hey, I got you. You know, you can do this. Yeah, get up. You know, something as simple as get up.
Get on up. Yes.
Yeah.
Right, number one, 10 or 11.
Yeah, number 10. And listen, this happened to me today because my husband did this evening. Get your significant other their favorite snack. Listen, I'm a snacker, okay?
Oh, you are?
So.
Didn't know that.
Do yes, I am. Do you know your significant other's favorite snack? Do you?
Uh-oh.
Huh? Yeah. So, you can pick it up on the way from work. So it doesn't have to be roses all the time.
Wow,
it's a simple way, an easy way to put a smile on their face. And it also shows them that you like them like the back of your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Now listen, men, let me let you in a little secret. You see, if you have your significant other, most women, and I'm saying all women, but most women like myself, when it's around their menstrual cycle, they usually crave some things.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
I want our men to be intentional about knowing these little things. So, like for me, I crave sweet and salty things. Listen.
Are you serious?
Sweet and salty things. So anywhere the chocolate come from, anywhere the snacks come from.
You want it.
We want it. We are craving it.
Oh, wow.
And so men out there, you know, you have your wives, you have your significant others, and you know the time of the month, and you know she's always asking for this at this time, she always asking for that. 1 month, don't let her ask you, you know, just go shopping, you know, and bring it home. Like, for example, I crave Pepsi a lot at that time.
Oh, that is so.
And I really don't drink soda like that, but Pepsi, I don't know what that time of the month do with me and Pepsi, but
that is
Pepsi.
So interesting. but some women, they change every month, they can't keep up.
Right, but they change every month. But there is one thing I can tell you, and women out there, please attest to this. There is one thing that will never change. I can tell you that. One thing that will never change, whether it's spicy food or whether it's chocolate or whether it's a particular snack, trust me, if you know your partner, you will know that one thing never change. It never does.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, guys, look out for those little things. things too, like, you know, if you have a spouse that's pregnant, you know, they'll crave certain things. You know, those are the snacks. They are meant to, and let me not leave out the men, because there are men who likes particular snacks, like certain peanuts or you know, a certain drink that they like to drink. Yes, ladies, pick it up, you know, and you know, you both could enjoy it. That favorite beer or, you know, that favorite drink that he likes. Yeah. You know, so it goes both ways.
Wow.
But yeah.
Wow.
Listen, yeah, men do have their preferences too. Yes, just look it up and watch them. They'll see. Men are routinistic, so it's easy for you to see it. They're always buying that one beer.
We pretty much straightforward.
They're always buying that one brand of peanuts.
That's it. Yep.
Yeah.
Don't change for us. We like it the same way every time.
And we're still talking about food, so we're moving into number 11. And it says, make your significant other's favorite dinner or breakfast in bed. You know, just surprise them. You know, we're talking about actions to show that you love someone without saying I love you, without saying a word.
Yeah.
Cook breakfast one morning, you know, let them wake up to that smell of bacon.
And guys, listen, if you can't cook, let's get some fruits and call it a fruit breakfast. You know,
orange
peel, you know, some cantaloupe, you know, some little, you know, pineapple. And that's a breakfast meal.
Order in. If you can't cook, order in. Things are easy now. Order in. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. So it says go out to eat, or you can order in the favorite food, favorite breakfast in bed, of course.
Yeah. Yep.
And then you can feast after, but that's for Bible conflicts and stilettos. Okay, we're not talking about that tonight. All right. We're moving to number 12. And number 12 says support your significant other through tough times. And we're just talking about support. But in this case, we're talking about through difficult times. A lot of persons are going through hardships right now. Maybe your significant other has lost a job or lost a family member due to COVID, or, you know, just going through a rough time.
Yeah.
We are there. We are there in each other's life for a purpose. Mm. And so one of the purposes is to support through tough times, because everybody will have that day when they're down. So it says follow up on the things that your significant other is worried about. And this is where conversation is very important. You ought to know, you know, what makes your significant other tick. What's worrying them? You know, you should have your relationship where you know these things. And it says finding a healthy balance between letting your partner vent.
Yes, that's important
and
too.
And helping them find solutions is to what's bothering them can be tricky, because, you know, sometimes some persons want to be left alone. People process things differently.
True.
But the rule of thumb is that you ask your partner and you guys are open and you guys understand each other, understand the space, understand your guys' personality, and you know how to navigate through tough times. And sometimes, you know, just by being there, you don't have to say anything. Just by sitting beside him or her, holding the hand, you know, you don't even have to say a word. You'll be surprised that action really goes a far way. Just be there.
I recently played at a party, right? It was a birthday party that the husband threw for the wife. And, you know, it was in their house, very nice house, you know. And I was on the first floor and the DJ was in the basement.
Right.
It's a different vibe, you know, because in the basement they have the wine, the liquor, the stuff, the music, you know, the heavy stuff going on there. So I was mainly on top. Do my cocktail. So I'm there doing my thing. And of course, you know, you're not sure who's who, but you know there's some folks that are married. Because you know, it seems to come together, the ring on their finger. So you kind of make your own assessment there, you know? But then as the night drew closer to midnight, and after midnight, I said, let me go downstairs and just say goodbye to everybody. You know? And my lordy, lord, lord, lord. I said, I know you and you were married and you're a couple and you two here. I know for sure I spoke to you when I came in. You guys are married. When I went downstairs, at one point, I didn't know who was married to who.
Wow.
What? So I saw something that was very unique. Apparently, being very free, open about just whatever. It's a party and we just whatever. And I'm seeing the wives dancing with other men. Very provocative. Like that right there. I'm thinking, isn't that your husband? Like right there, like 2 feet away?
They'll be open. They'll be open.
And it's like, but that's your nephew, right? No, that can't be a nephew. Well, that's your no. We have, it was wild. I'm like, wow. And you know what? Someone mentioned earlier that they're jealous, but I thought it was very interesting to see that kind of interaction. And I saw the same folks another day, another event we had, and they came in and they were like this couple. There were no dancing. There was no, it was just chilling. There was a different event with a different moment.
Interesting.
So people need a kind of freeness, I guess, they feel that way anyway, to be just to be themselves in that setting. So I thought it was kind of unique to see that kind of interaction.
Yeah. I mean, every relationship is different. And,
yeah.
You know, as we said in our disclaimer, you know, we are not offering any advice, you know, just make sure that you're happy in your relationship, you know, but we just discuss things that you can take away in your own relationships to ensure that your relationship is thriving. All right. So we're moving into number 13. And number 13 says, yes, lighten their load. All right. And it says, does your significant other hate to do some things like washing the dishes or walking the dog? Surprise them by doing a task they dislike the most. And as you don't feel like you are expected to always do all of the housework, it's a nice gesture to make sure to keep them happy. And listen, as I said, all things in moderation. So you're going to be doing this, but you're not going to do it slavishly, all right? You know, you are picking up the slack for each other. I say balance the thing out. You know that there are some partners who I do it once and I'm going to always have to do it.
Yeah.
But we're not talking about that. We are talking about ensuring that we are keeping the balance. You lighten the load. You know, we are both working people. You know, I cook, you wash the dishes. I cook, you dish the food out. You know, that healthy balance so that the load is lightened. All right. That's so true. We are jumping into the 14. Other one. That says, don't sweat the small stuff. And it says nothing is more toxic in a healthy relationship than resentment. Relinquishing the need to have the last word and knowing how to let go of things will help you to build a solid foundation for a healthy relationship. Now, I know we can be petty.
I'm a last guy kind of wordy guy. I'm a last word kind of guy. But
you are?
Yeah.
You know, I think I can be a little bit petty. I think all women are the tendency to do that.
Yeah,
we can be a little bit petty, and you know, we want to make sure that we have the last jab.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, it's not very healthy, you know, to be so petty.
But you know, I'm at a point now where it's not so significant anymore. Before, I think it was a lot more, you know.
Yeah. I think it grows with you as you mature, and as you kind of gain your footing in your relationship, you will know that some things just let it go, you know.
Yes.
Or there are some things it's just having a conversation about, you know, some things and I think too is understanding each other. Because it may look simple to you, but significant to me. So understanding my feelings too, and acknowledging that this really hurts me, even though it may be something simple to you.
Yeah.
Acknowledging that it's something that hurts me and valuing that is very important. Because you may see it as something not that important, true. But I see it as something that really hurts me. So, you know, really, really, you know, acknowledging that is very, very important. All right. So we're
winding down. Make it real quick. We're winding down.
And this one says show appreciation. And of course, that's a no-brainer.
That's 15, you know? I think, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, this is actually 16.
Oh, see, oh, good. We're almost there. Very good.
Yes. So it says show appreciation, be specific, and show your significant other what you're thankful for.
Yes, you know, nice.
Thanking them for being them, thanking them for being there, that kind of a thing. We're moving on, and the other one says celebrate what makes them unique. Everybody's unique. Everybody has something special. It has to be something special that drew you to them in the first place. Celebrate that from time to time. They may even forget because, you know, of how life is, but remind them of how unique they are and how you love them being themselves.
I love it. Love it.
And number 18, and I like this one, that says be spontaneous. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, girl.
That's
we
the
don't
word.
Like
That's
the routine.
Word. That's the magic
spontaneous.
Word. Spontaneous.
Yes.
Yes.
Surprise them with something, you know, a ticket to a game. Huh? See, the game come back around, you see?
Yes,
because
right.
Because you spend the time, now you get a surprise.
Yep, that's it. Just come up with your robe, and that's it. I say no more.
Yeah. Yes. Surprise them with their favorite gift, their favorite getaway, their favorite, you know, clothing, a special concert. You know, something simple. Just be spontaneous. Let's go somewhere today. Let's do a drive out. Let's just go and drive and sit and chat and chill.
Oh, yeah.
Outside of the norm.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
You better be a pastor's wife now. You better preach it.
Let's do something outside of the ordinary. And being spontaneous.
Do one need a love that's pure and true. Yes.
Thank you, Toby. That's such great information. Yes. Uh-huh. And being spontaneous can be inexpensive, guys. It can be inexpensive. It doesn't have to spend a lot of money.
As a matter of fact, Lady Misty, are we 18 or 19? 18 or 19?
I'm about to say the last one, but go ahead.
So before we go to the 19, I'm going to do like a spontaneous poem for the ladies over the world.
Yes. Okay.
Ladies, no matter where you are, your head could be nappy or curls. Remember, love is what will always get you. Get you in a place of ecstasy, excitement. Oh, my God. A place of calm, serenity.
The get them, DJ.
As it flows on your skin. I can see the smile, how deep it is within. Now, remember, from a male to a female, it's something about that God made. And the magical touch from him to her. My God, if you think about it, it means so much.
Get them, DJ. Get them, DJ.
Whether you're hot or cold, whether you're young or old, remember in the soul of the heart of the man, as he reaches for the woman's hand, and the connection is made, where love is covered by a shade, we know we'll make it, no matter what anyone say.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
We're just bringing the curtains down right there. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Listen, and we're closing out with the last one. And listen, after that poem, listen, we may need this one at some point in time. Ask for advice. Listen, ask for some advice. See, DJ just gave us some advice in that poem a while ago. Ask for advice. There are some things that, you know, it may be bigger than you.
Yeah.
Ask for advice. There has to be somebody in your life that's accountable enough that you can ask for advice.
Yeah.
And that is a sign of love. You care about me so much. You want to fix it. You want to make it work. Ask for advice. We all need help at some point in time.
Yes, we do. Listen, yes, we do.
Those were some of the ways, the 19 ways.
Yeah.
That we can say
really,
I love
really
you
cool.
without a word. Simple gestures. Being spontaneous. Spending the time. Having a conversation without scrolling. Listen, all these things, simple things that will go a far way. It's the little things that count. Hey, Aria, good evening. It says little things you do every day that shows love. Yes, that's it.
What you're saying is the little things Oh, let me see it again. Before that, it's the little things you do every day that shows love, not given material things on Valentine's. Wow, that's true.
That's it. That's it. So it's a little bit of both. The material is good. The material is good, but the immaterial usually is way better. That's it. Wow. That's right. I trust and hope that you took away something today. Yes, Satin Brown, this show touched me some bad memories too. Yes, it reminds me of how I am and how it feels to do this to the wrong person. That's true. That's true. But I pray that you'll find the right person to love on you and the person for you to love back. Because love is a wonderful, wonderful feeling. Listen, guys, thank you so much for keeping our company. I hope you're a little bit warmer tonight.
Yes.
Because of all of these things. And you'll take a few with you and put them into practice. Guys, thank you so much for participating, for talking to us tonight. Mm-hmm. It has been a great show. Thank you to all our listeners, our supporters, those who came on tonight, all those who are consistently here with us, LTR family. Thank you so much. Any closing words, DJ?
Yes, one last advice. From where I'm sitting in New York City, if you're on the inside, you have no business being on the outside.
On the outside.
Stay with love and self and keep it warm. That's how we're going to do it. LTR.
All right, guys. Have a great, great Valentine's, rest of it. Enjoy it. And of course, stick and stay for Bible cufflinks and stilettos. Have a great night, everybody. It's all love from us here at LTR. Enjoy. Have a great week. And we'll see you next time.
Lady Misty, you're the best.
And now for today's spotlight. YME Radio was originally founded in 2009. Back then, it was called Advanced Media Production. After winning first place in the Jamaica Broilers Fair Play Awards, the company ceased operations around 2012. In December 2018, the company was rebranded and brought back into operations with new ownership. And in February 2019, it launched its first radio station, YME Radio, under the call sign WUME-DB New York. YME Radio is a digital radio station owned and operated by UME Digital Media Inc., a digital studio and multimedia company headquartered in Bronx, New York. Our brands are committed to inspiring, educating, and entertaining people through transformative and empowering content. Our mission is to reach 1 million households, touch 1 million lives, and showcase 1 million brands. Get the YME Radio app for the full experience, available via your Apple and Google Play stores. If you want to listen on the web, you may go to app.umeradio.com or via our website at www.umeradio.com. Our content can be watched on Carib Vision. You can also listen in via Amazon Music, iTunes, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Google Podcast, Podbean, TuneU, Live 365, Spotify, Stitcher, Player FM, Listen Notes. For all business inquiries, contact us at info@umeradio.com. This station is 100% community funded. To support us, please visit umeradio.com/get involved. Subscribe on YouTube, Instagram, and everywhere online at UME Radio. Thank you for supporting us. UME Radio, positive entertainment 24/7. underneath it all, who are we sexually? Bible, cufflinks, and stilettos, with Giselle St. James. Monday nights at 10 p.m. For mature audiences only.
Happy Monday, everyone. Happy Valentine's Day. Come on. How are you? I've got my glass of Red Diamond Shiraz and a rose for my viewers tonight. I hope you felt extra special today and you felt all the extra love. If you feel like sharing, I want you to tell me what you did or what you got for Valentine's Day today. As for me, I was surprised with some chocolate. I was surprised with a bowl of strawberries, and I was surprised with a bottle of Moscato. So, you know, big things going on later on tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, it's that time again. Welcome and thank you for joining me tonight on Bible, Cufflinks, and Stilettos. The objective of the show is to have open and honest, real, practical conversations around sexual issues, concerns, and practices amongst couples for better relationship outcomes. If you find this information useful, make sure that you talk to us, share the video, comment, like, subscribe, and don't forget to click the notification bell so that you'll always be able to get alerts when we go live again. You can watch the show 24/7 on Yumi Radio, as well as to catch it on Carib Vision. Listen, I am your gracious host, Giselle St. James, erotic romance author and counselor, with the honor of bringing the truth and bringing the heat every Monday at 10 p.m. How are you out there? I want you guys to let me know who's around. Where are you coming from? Talk to me about where you're coming from, because you know what? Tonight is going to be real special. Tonight is going to be real hot, and I want you to make sure that you are here. So welcome Satin Brownie, welcome Go Inspired JA, welcome everyone who is tuning in here. Hey there, Entrepreneurs Aloud, welcome, welcome, welcome. We have a very interesting topic for you tonight. We are going to be celebrating Eros. We're going to be celebrating Eros, Valentine's Day, with a bang. Tonight, we are looking at what Eros means and how it is that we can spice up our Valentine's Day celebrations. So, whoever said our bodies and our sex isn't a gift, well, they have never watched Bible Cufflinks and Stilettos, have they? Have they? So take a seat. Come on, grab yourself some wine. Get your spouse to come in and join us, because we're going to be talking. We're going to be reasoning together. Let's join the conversation. All right? So rock and come in. Rock and come in, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be talking some good things tonight. So as you know, I like to start off with my self-check exercise. So first of all, I want us to take a deep breath in, deep breath out, deep breath in, and exhale. And now I want you to repeat after me. I am present and in the moment. I welcome the information that will be presented tonight with an open mind. I am ready to learn and to practice. I will comment and share experiences, any tidbit that will enhance tonight's session. I am ready. Are you ready? Good stuff. Good stuff. All right. So let us pray. We can't do this without a little bit of prayer. So, Lord, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for this day, Valentine's Day, Lord. We thank you for love in all its forms, Lord God. And we are tonight celebrating that physical expression of love, that Eros. And Lord, I pray that as couples tune in, as individuals tune in, whether they're single or in a relationship, whatever information that will be presented here tonight, that I pray, Lord, that it will enhance their relationships, enhance their future relationships. I speak now for the persons who are single and looking for that one, Lord God. I pray that you will send the right person who is not just spiritually compatible, but also physically and sexually compatible for them. Thank you for what you will be doing through this program. In your mighty name, I pray. Amen. Amen. So thank you so much, Satin Brownie. I feel gorgeous tonight. I feel gorgeous. Now, let us go into our presentation. What is Eros? Now, according to LearnReligions.com, in an article entitled What is Eros Love by Jack Zavada 2021, Eros love is the physical, sensual intimacy between a husband and wife. It expresses sexual, romantic attraction. Eros is also the name of the mythological Greek god of love, if you didn't know that. And he's also the god of sexual desire, physical attraction, and physical love. It is also the Greek word that the English word erotic is derived. The more you know, don't it? All right, let's go on. Listen to me now. Something to note. The word Eros does not show up in the Old Testament of the Bible because, of course, it was written in Hebrew. Additionally, the concept and the connotation of the word Eros had become so culturally eroded over time by the first century that it did not appear in the New Testament at all. However, we see where the expression of Eros has been clear in scripture, and this particular scripture: oh, that he would kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is more delightful than wine. The fragrance of your perfume is intoxicating. Your name is perfume poured out. No wonder young women adore you. Take me with you. Let us hurry. Oh, that the king would bring me to his chambers. And that is from Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verses 2 to 4. So we see it clearly in scripture and other parts of scripture. Now, it's important to note also, my viewers, that while love in the English language has many meanings, the Greek language took the time to separate and had four words to describe the different forms of love precisely. And these are storge, or family love, philia, or brotherly love, agape, or sacrificial, unconditional love, and finally, eros, marital love. I hope you're taking in all of this information, you know, because love, as Satin Brownie says, is a beautiful, beautiful thing. All right. Now, let me give you a broader context from Christianity.com. It explains that Eros is the word often used to express the feelings of arousal that are shared between people who are physically attracted to each other. So it is not just about physical love, but it also takes in arousal that we feel for each other. It's not just attraction that me see you, I'm like you, your body nice, I'm going to get to know you. It's not just about that, but it also speaks to that arousing feeling that we feel whenever we are with different persons or our significant other. So on this Valentine's Day, ladies and gentlemen, BCS, Bible Cufflinks and Stilettos, wants to help you to celebrate Eros, the erotic love that this day embodies, with 10, count them, 10 sexual positions couples should try. So let's get into it. If you have other positions that couples can try, please feel free to suggest them in the chat. And remember, everyone, take your notes. Make sure that you are taking notes. So let me start by saying this one thing. Couples, understand this. No two sex drives are the same. None of them are the same. However, if you or your partner, maybe both of you, have a high sex drive and you're looking to maybe spice things up in the bedroom for Valentine's Day or just to spice up your sex life in general, thankfully, there are a multiplicity of sexual positions that you can try, and BCS is here for you. So, Sexplore. Listen, the one thing I want you to consider too is the mood, ladies and gentlemen. Before we get into the whole act of sex itself, we have to consider the mood. Ensure that you set the mood first before you jump into anything. So I want you to tell me, ladies and gentlemen, my viewers out there, how do you set the mood? Do you use low lights? Is it that you use music, rose petals, sexy lingerie? Let me know in the chat, because you know what? Without the right mood, it's just a transaction. It's just a transaction and not an experience. And as couples, you are aiming for an experience. The sex you want to have, ladies and gentlemen, the love you want to make, you want it to be an experience. So tell me right there in the chat, tell me how it is that you set that mood. Now, the second thing I want you to take into consideration is foreplay. And it's simple. Ladies, gentlemen, do you drive a car as soon as you sit down inside of it? Don't you have to start it up first? So please remember, foreplay, y'all. Do your foreplay. Get that engine revving so that you can get everything started. And remember that word I shouted out earlier? Sexplore. You have to explore. Listen, the positions that bring the most pleasure for couples will depend on you, your openness, and your willing to explore. This list that I will give you, listen, it's not exhaustive. It's not the whole gamut of what's out there, but it will be dependent on you to figure out the formula as to what makes your person tick. Hey there, Abigail. Hey. I see you. Now, according to Tamika Harris Jackson, who is a certified sex educator and sex therapist, trying different positions actually offers an opportunity to bring different ways of experiencing pleasure in sexual intimacy and a sexual relationship. Interesting stuff. She further says that you can eat the same meal every day for 20 years, but it doesn't mean that you're going to get the most joy out of it. You're just going to get the nutrients. But if you try to add a little bit of parsley to that meal, you might taste it in a different way, and it might become a more exciting meal. And that's what having new positions in a relationship can do. Ooh, now I am going to go into our list. And if you need more information on any one of these sexual positions, please feel free to drop it in the chat or send us an email. So the first on our list is the missionary position. Now, it sounds bland when I say the missionary position, but I've also added "and its variations." Now, its variations could include the elevated missionary position through the use of support. You can transition into that elevated missionary position. So you support the lower half with a pillow or maybe something padded so that it can lift your lower half to receive what you're receiving. Don't say, And not only that, but there's another variation called the arch. And let me tell you about the arch. This is where the woman arches her lower back. Her top half or her shoulders are resting on the surface, and her lower half is elevated by herself. And she's once again receiving what she's receiving. And with this position, it allows for deeper penetration. And it is also very intimate because of the potential for eye contact and sensual or reverential talk. So in other words, baby, you look so pretty taking me. Oh, my goodness. Listen to me. Ooh, this is getting hot. My second position, ladies and gentlemen, is the cowgirl. I'm wearing my hat today. Yes, and you know, it's another well-known position, and that also can have its variations. We know it sometimes as woman on top, and other variations include reverse cowgirl. We have the fusion or the crab, and this position also creates great friction and allows for deeper penetration and orgasms. Come on, are you taking notes? Yes, go inspired, JA. I hope you're taking notes. Yes, 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 yes. We are steaming up. Position number three. Whoo! We have the doggy style. Now, of course, it's one of the most popular sex positions and a classic one where the receiver is on all fours, on hands and knees, with their partner entering from behind. Now, according to Sarah Reagan, spirituality and relationship writer at mindbodygreen.com, she quoted certified sex therapist Megan D. Fleming, PhD, saying, "Doggy style is great for high sex drive because it allows for greater depth of penetration from behind." Ladies and gentlemen, this position is also versatile, let me tell you, as you can both be on your knees, one partner can stand with the other bent over the bed, or both of you can be standing. In Jamaican terms, you can also do a variation called the 630. Who knows about that one? Who knows about the 630? Who can even do it? Who can do it? And this 630 is with the receiver bent all the way over while standing and receiving from the man. That is what 630 is about. So you're bending all the way over. If you want, you can put your hands on the ground, entrepreneurs allowed. If you want to hold your ankles, and you can make sure so you're balanced with that hand on the ankles, yes, you can do that as well. So that is what 630 is about. So I don't know about you, but I'm all heated. Oh, let me just quench my thirst with a little glass of Shiraz. All right, so sex position number four. This one is called the victory. Ooh, this one is a hot one. So ladies, assume the missionary position, lie down on your back, and you have your partner grab your legs, holding them in a V-shaped position while kneeling and thrusting. This position, according to Emily Morse, this position is called victory for a reason, as it allows deep, intense penetration, and it's excellent for G-spot stimulation. Ooh. Now, sex position number five is the cross. Now, according to stylecaster.com, the cross is more often is one of the great underappreciated, relatively easy, and super pleasurable sex positions. So ladies, you lie on your back in missionary style at a right angle to your partner and curve your knees over your partner's bottom or torso while he penetrates you. And I can actually vouch for the cross because it's something that me and my husband did. Now this one makes for unique and super direct angles for penetration. And while it is less intimate than face-to-face positions like the missionary, you can still make eye contact, you can play with breasts, and you can talk sensually to your partner. And here's a little, let me peep you on some game. Ladies, if you want to be extra naughty, I want you to spread those legs with your hands, or you can bend your legs, or you can hold on to your ankles and watch your partner slide home. Or if you are extra frisky like I am, you can play with your clitoris, and that's physical stimulation for you and visual stimulation for him. That's game right there. That's game right there. Now, sexual position number six. We're getting on with it. When the time comes for you guys to slow things down in the bedroom, you can consider the lotus sex position, or as it is referred to in tantric practices, yab yum. According to mindbodygreen.com, Sarah Reagan asserts that in this position, one partner sits upright with their legs crossed, and their partner sits on top of them, straddling them and wrapping their legs around their back. Megan Fleming says that this position is great for intimacy, as there's eye gazing, that deep, intense eye gazing that you can get out of this position. And you can also synchronize your breathing, and you can talk dirty to your sexual partner. And maybe not even dirty, you can talk lovingly to your partner as well. Additionally, it is a slower position that involves more bumping and grinding than thrusting, which can help with stamina and friction off the G-spot. Sex position number 7. This is one from my own repertoire and calls for strong knees that I no longer have. It's called the squat and bounce, or squat and ride. So ladies, the idea is that you get your partner in the cowgirl position. Instead of your pubic region meeting his as you sit, you squat above the penis, then ease yourself gently onto his hardness and bounce. That's all it is. Now you can press down on his chest for purchase, or you can grip his neck, whichever you feel more comfortable with. So either you hold on to his chest and just, you know, or you can grip the back of his neck so that you can have a little bit more purchase. Also, you can grind on his erection to stimulate your vaginal walls or your G-spot. This position earns you style points and also creates deeper penetration, especially if your partner meets you thrust for bones. Yeah. All right, let's get to it. We're at number 8. Another one from my repertoire is the elevated crisscross position. So in this position, you assume the elevated missionary position that I spoke about earlier. But with this one, the man puts your legs in a tight crisscross position and hangs on the hips. He holds onto your hips for purchase as he enters or pounds or grinds into your vagina. A variation for me was the elevated Eiffel Tower. Now, the elevated Eiffel Tower, you are still in the elevated missionary position. However, this time, instead of crisscrossing the legs, he holds your legs together and raises them high in the air like the high-rise wonder of the world, the Eiffel Tower, for a tight, snug fit while either pounding inside of your vagina or for deep, slow grinding. The tightness of those legs pressed together makes for a tighter vaginal entryway for the penis. Once again, good stuff, don't it? Now, sex position number 9 is called the G-Wiz, or in Jamaican terms, we call it the foot punch shoulder. Gentlemen, as you've probably guessed, the point of this one is to stimulate your woman's G-spot. So the idea is for you to be kneeling or standing with your woman laying back with her legs on each of your shoulders while you penetrate her. For a next level move, because, you know, we got to peep you on game. For the next level move, gentlemen, start rocking your partner in a side-to-side or up-and-down motion. And that in itself should bring your penis into direct contact with the G-spot. Ooh, wait a minute. Now, our final position. Let me take a sip. Because I don't know about you, but it just got hot in here. Now, the final position that I want to talk to you about tonight is the pretzel dip. Now, gentlemen, for this position, have your woman lie on her right side, kneel and straddle her right leg, and have her curl her left leg around your left side. Now, this is what it will happen. You will be getting deeper penetration while still being able to make the all-important eye contact. Or if penetration isn't your woman's thing, you can easily grind up against her, stimulating her clitoris. Whew! Have I missed any positions, ladies and gentlemen? Talk to me. Have I missed anything? If I have, please feel free to let us know what I've missed. You can email us at info@familyalltheway.com or family@umeradio.com. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And I want you to know that sex is not the end-all be-all of any relationship. If you're having problems in your relationship, sex may or may not resolve it. I want you to get help. And if you need support beyond this show or for exclusive clips and offers, visit our family empowerment program at familyalltheway.com and ensure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on all socials at UME Radio, hashtag UME Radio. Thank you for joining me on Bible, Cufflinks, and Stilettos. Join me next week for more sex talk and physical intimacy discussions. Until then, have great sex as the Lord intended.
Did you find this information helpful? Please let us know. And if you have a topic on your mind, which you would like for us to talk about, do not hesitate to reach out. Email us at ltranswers@gmail.com. For access to resources and additional information, please sign up free at our support website, www.familyalltheway.com. If you need help, connect with Dr. Faith Walters at www.familyalltheway.com/therapy-with-Dr.Faith. Get the help you need to develop and maintain strong, healthy relationships. Thanks for watching.
The name of my book is Reborn. And Reborn is a personal story about my journey from a place of despair to fulfilling God's purpose in my life. I have gone through a lot of challenges, a lot of, things that happened to me in my childhood all the way to my adulthood. And the Lord impressed on my heart to write my story, to share with others, because, you know, one thing about me, I'm transparent. And I believe when you share your testimony is to help somebody else get out of their situation, because a lot of us go through a lot of changes, a lot of challenges in life. Especially I grew up in the church world, a very strict environment, very religious environment, and it had a lot of stressors in my life. I didn't know who I was as a little girl. You know, I grew up with parents. My father was a pastor, and I was totally lost in this church world. I didn't know who I was, or if I was worth anything, or if I had any type of purpose in life. So my vision about God was so warped, because I never thought God loved me the way they presented it. So I was a very lonely young lady. I had a lot of low self-esteem. So I was just really trying to maneuver and to find my way, through life. So it was God who helped me through the process, even though I wasn't focusing on Him as much. I want to share something, and chapter 2, page 17, Forsaken. I just want to read a little excerpt of it. And it says, in 1975, as I attended middle school and the family moved to a large four-bedroom apartment building, was that this situation, things began to worsen for me. For instance, I was punished a lot. At times, I never understood why. My father never believed that the Christian told lies. For instance, if someone from the church would report to him that they saw me somewhere and was doing something wrong, I would deny it. However, I would be told that I was a liar and received the beating for it. So I became so tired of constantly being blamed and beaten for situations where I didn't have any idea. So I tried harder to be good, but notice each time I tried, it wasn't enough. And I realized that each time I would speak things, my mother would tell me to be quiet. And after a while, she developed a resentment to me. And, so I struggled a lot to be a part of a family. I struggled a lot to be seen. I struggled a lot to be loved. And this book is to help others who are struggling to find out who they are and find out their identity and who they are in God and whose they are, because it's so important to find who you are, you find yourself, because once you know who you are and knows whose you are in God, your life changes, and then you're on a path where you're evolving and growing and building, and you are increasing in self-esteem. And the more you understand yourself, is the better you are how to handle situations in your life and even handle people, you know, to work with people and to really learn how to be empathetic, learn how to, you know, reach out in some way, shape, or form, and to be where, you know, can be there in the moment with that person because you understand where they're coming from. Because you see a lot of what they're being challenged with is the same thing that you were dealing with in the past. So when God delivered me, I was able to share this story in order to help others to heal. I'm coming from someplace, a place of darkness, you know, a new me came forth, you know, and I'm like, God, this is a powerful title, you know, because it sends a message, you know, that when God rejuvenates your life, it's like you're into a new person. You're very different, you know, it's like you're starting over again from scratch, you know, it's like, wow, you know, it's a new day, a new dawn. You know, so this title was so fitting for, you know, my journey and where I came from.
Try to express on paper. Ever since I met you, my boo, happiness blooms in red from violet blue. Never felt so summer.